السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, summa Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us two Eids in one day. Alhamdulillah. So we can see, we cannot take so many happiness. You see, in the morning the hall was full and they thought that is enough for today. We have to go and rest now, we don't have to come back again. But that's not right. We should be greedy for akhirah as we are greedy for dunya, unfortunately. We get one house, we don't satisfy. We want to buy another one, renting. We have one car, we not satisfy. We want to buy another car for wife, for the young one. You know, for dunya, we keep on increasing and halmi mazid. Can I have some more? This is actually ayat of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, may Allah save all of us, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to throw all the mushrikeen, munafiqeen, kuffar, infidels, atheists, agnostics into the hellfire. And hellfire will be like, you know, still asking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, are you full? Like we go to the restaurant, one dish, second dish, third dish, we still want some more, right? We don't satisfy. So Allah is going to question the hell, are you full now? She said, hal min mazid? Is there any more? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually put his leg in the hellfire, then that's how she gonna get filled. It shows how many millions and billions of souls will be in hellfire. May Allah save all of us. So we should not be greedy towards dunya, we should rather be greedy towards akhirah. And it's required an effort. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this beautiful month of Ramadan. That is like our annual maintenance of soul, annual like oil changing, over-oiling, or you can understand in that sense. Every machine requires some maintenance, right? Likewise, our soul also get rusted. You see, we are combination of soul and the body. Body is from the earth. مِنَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And souls comes from alam-e arwah, from the heaven. So the food of the body is different and food of the soul is different. Unfortunately, we are only focusing on our physical appearance, physical body. We do diet, we do gym, we do exercise, we take care of our body. If we get fever, we run to the doctor. We get some medicine, if we get something, you know, we just want to fix our body all the time. And we are spending most of the money to adorn ourselves, to look beautiful and handsome in front of the people, right? So we purchase the new clothing, designable, nice clothing, you know, fashionable, different colors, different designs. Why? To impress the people. They must say, oh, what a handsome person is. What a hand, look at his coat, look at his frock, look at his this and that. So most of the money, and especially our sisters and mothers, spend on beauty parlor and cosmetics, etc., etc., which is temporary, no matter what. A person asks somebody that, what is the, you know, like, magical place? So he answered, the magical place is the beauty parlor. Because woman enters before makeup is different, and when she comes out after makeup, it looks totally different. Even husband got shocked. Is the same wife which I sent it? She was not that beautiful. Look at now. So it's the most magical place, a beauty parlor. And they spend thousands of dollars to beautify themselves. But the moment, you know, they wash the face, is still the same. So rather, Islam is emphasizing to work on the soul, because body is temporary, perishable, is going to be destroyed, is going to become sand. But our soul is important, which is going to be for everlasting. It's not going to die. It just changes the place. Before it was in Alam Arwah, then it came to in the womb of mother, then from there it's in this dunya, from this dunya to the qabr, and from the qabr to Maidan Hashar, and from there whether Jannah or Jahannam. So it's keep on changing the stations. It doesn't die. That's why in Arabic, when a person dies, they call intiqal ho gaya. Intiqal, when he changed his station, he changed his world. He's still alive somewhere, but he's changed his world. Now his different appearance, different body. In Alame Barzakh, in waiting place, they all souls are still alive. That's why it is said, when you enter into the graveyard, what you have to say? Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-kubur. Why we are greeting? Assalamu alaikum for the living people who can hear us and reply wa alaikum salam. Right? But this is the sunnah taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when you enter into the graveyard, you should salute them. So question arises, they are dead. What's the point of saluting them? So it proves that souls are alive. And they hear us. And they reply, but we cannot hear the reply. That's why to say, when you go to the grave, you stand in front of the face side, in the head side, and there you stand and you make dua maghfirat for the marhum. Why? Because from the grave they can see our face. They can recognize, oh, my son came to make dua, oh, my dad came to make dua, my wife could not come, but he sent her son. So they recognize us from the grave. It shows that they have a kind of life, and that is why when Munkar and Nakir ask the question, Mar Rabbuka ma deenuka ma taqulu li hadha ar-rajul, they answer, they understand Arabic. So they are alive there. When we send Durood Sharif, Yatim Sharif, or any Salah Sawab, they get it, they receive it, and they boast among the souls. You know, the people of graveyard, they show their gift to each other. Look, I got the whole Quran today. I got the Yatim Sharif today. What you got? He say, I got nothing. No one is remembering me. So they feel sorry. So this all is happening in Alam-e Barzakh. They are still alive, but that is a different kind of life. What I'm trying to say, we should not waste our time. So this whole month, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have done a lot compared to our normal schedule. We made sure to come to the masjid quite often. Like before Ramadan, we used to come once only on Jummah. But in Ramadan, we try to come for Fajr, we try to come for Maghrib, we try to come for Isha. These three prayers were regular. We used to take part in Taraweeh prayer after the Isha. So a lot of things we have done. The whole 11 months, we had no tawfiq to open the Quran. But in the holy month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah, we were able to recite some portion of the Quran. Some of them completed twice, three times. Some of them completed one time. Some of them couldn't complete, but they read it. Or listen at least the qiraat of the Holy Quran. We made the zikrullah. We made the dua, which never used to make dua once in a while. But now, whole month of Ramadan, before iftar, we used to raise our hands automatically, 5-10 minutes. At the time of tahajjud, we used to make dua. Alhamdulillah. So we have kind of link in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah wanted. Allah wants us to be connected with Almighty Allah all the time. Not only once in a year. They say the example of the holy month of Ramadan is just like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. You know the story of Yusuf alayhi salam in the Holy Quran, Ahsan al-Qasas, best of the story, Allah Ta'ala praise. This is the best of the story in the Holy Quran, the Surah al-Yusuf, right? In Surah al-Yusuf, there the story of 11 brothers, wicked brothers, jealous brothers, and one was the Nabi of Allah, that's Yusuf alayhi salam, innocent, right? What they have done wrong from the beginning, they threw him into the well and what they have done to Yusuf alayhi salam. But when they were facing drought and they came begging to the Egypt, to the governor of Egypt, and they did not recognize the governor of Egypt sitting on the throne is our own brother to whom we thrown into the well. Look at from the well to the throne. This is the kudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they did not recognize. They thought Yusuf is already died, because small little child they threw into the well, right? There was no means of surviving over there. So in their mind, they were satisfied that we got rid of Yusuf. He is no more in this world. And that's why they were taunting Father Yaqub alayhi salam, why are you keep on crying? Why are you remembering? He's no more going to come. Yusuf is history now. Don't stop remembering. Don't cry now anymore. He's gone. They didn't know. Allah's Qudrat is more powerful. So, but Yusuf alayhi salam, when they came begging all 11 brothers, asking for food and grain, so Yusuf alayhi salam recognized all of them. Oh, these are my brothers. He did not say anything, did not insult them, treated them well, and then all the plan, I don't want to go in detail. So Mufassirin said, because of the Yusuf alayhi salam, all 11 brothers were forgiven. When they came to know that this is our brother Yusuf alayhi salam, they apologized to him, that please forgive us, whatever we have done to you, we were wrong. They admitted, they apologized. They felt sorry about it. And they recognized their mistakes. So, because of that apology, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and they asked their dad, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, please ask forgiveness for us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yaqub alayhi salam said, Astaghfirullah Rabbi, yes, you whatever you have done, after all, you are my sons. Part of my body, part of my heart. I'm definitely going to ask forgiveness for you later on. Astaghfirullah Rabbi. Why? Not same time. He was waiting an appropriate time, tahajjud time. He said, very soon I'm going to make istighfar for you. So then he made istighfar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Yaqub alayhi salam and forgiven all the 11 brothers whatever wrong they have done. The point here, my brothers and sisters, ulama said, the way you spend your Ramadan, rest of the 11 months will be accordingly. So because of Yusuf alayhi salam, all wrongdoers, sinners, violators were forgiven. So if you spend Ramadan, all 11 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep on give you opportunities and tawfiq to continue that good work. It should not happen that after Ramadan our masajid are empty again as it was before Ramadan. It should not happen that Quran is closed and is in the shelf. We're not going to touch it until the next Ramadan. It should not happen I'm not going to wake up a little early and perform tahajjud. No, I'm done in Ramadan. That's all. Whatever we were doing, my brothers and sisters, we have to continue doing. That was our starting point. Allah Ta'ala just boost us little bit. And that boost should continue for rest of the 11 months. He said there are so many barakat and blessings and rahmat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. It covers, envelopes all 11 months. So khair from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is still continuing. But it's from our side, how much we want to appreciate and how much we want to thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and keep on doing that good work. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said that someone asked, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, what is the best amal? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ahabbul a'mali ilallahi adwamuha wa in qalla. That the best amal loved by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is that amal which is done continuously, even it is little bit. Allah doesn't want quantity. Allah doesn't want quantity. Allah don't want us to pray 20 rakat after Isha. No more. Allah doesn't want us to finish the whole complete Quran every day or in 3 days. No. But one page, two page, one quarter, every day. Wa in qalla, 2 rakat extra after Maghrib. You know, the niyat of the awabin, or 2 or 4 rakat tahajjud time before Fajr. That should be continuation. In Ramadan, we used to pray 12 rakat, 8 rakat tahajjud because of the holy month of Ramadan. Now we can cut down to 2 rakat. But should continue that tahajjud. Should not leave it. Especially 5 daily prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this maintenance, my brothers, not once in a year, not only in the month of Ramadan. But this maintenance, you know, rectifying ourselves, correcting our mistakes, is continuous throughout the year. In Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith, very beautiful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-salatul khams, 5 daily prayers. Because the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given in the hadith of the 5 daily prayers is a person who's bathing in 5 river or 5 streams between his workplace and his house. And then he asks if his bathing, taking shower 5 times, is any dirt will remain on his body or his clothes. Sahaba said, no, because he's showering, taking bath 5 times. All the dirt is going to be clean out. So this is what the example of the 5 daily prayers. If you pray Fajr Salat, go into the market, go into the work, you're going to commit sin by the eyes and ears and everything. By the time you come for Zuhar, your all sins are forgiven. Then you go back again in the market, you continue working, you're going to commit sin. Then we come for Asr Salat, whatever sins committed, knowingly, unknowingly, between Zohar and Asr, Allah will forgive, Allah will wash out. Likewise, Maghrib, Isha. So this one cycle from Fajr to Isha is daily 5 prayers. We are getting clean and clean and clean. That is on daily basis. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Wal Jumu'atu ila al-Jum'ah, weekly cleaning. We go to the car wash once in a week. It's okay, all car wash can be done. You know, detailing once in a week, sufficient. So Jum'ah to Jum'ah, this is another cleaning of weekly basis. Then, wa Ramadanu ila Ramadan. And 1 year, yearly cleaning is from this Ramadan to the next Ramadan. Mukaffiratul lima baynahunna. All these are is means of kaffara, meaning emancipation and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cleaning our souls, not the body. We take care of our body, as I said, but we have to take care more to our souls, because everything is depend on soul. The decision of Jannat and Jahannat will be based on the soul. Right? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in Rasulullah said, idastanibal kabair. That meaning, during this period, on daily basis, weekly basis, yearly basis, Allah will forgive the sins provided conditionally if we don't commit kabair, if we intentionally, deliberately, knowingly don't commit a major sin. This is in our hands. I know this is haram. We should not do it. That is in our hands. If deliberately person is committing haram, deliberately missing the salat, deliberately lying, deliberating, you know, harming the people intentionally, that is a major sin. It cannot be forgiven without tawbah, sincere repentance. Other than that, whatever minor sins committed unknowingly, unintentionally, Allah will keep on washing by these systems of 5-time daily prayers, Jummah Salat, and the Ramadan to Ramadan. Hafiz ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi said, "Laysa taqwa bi siyami nahari wala bi qiyami layl." A taqwa, a piety, God awareness, righteousness is not just by fasting during the day and standing awake at night. What is the real taqwa? Walakin taqwa tarku ma harram Allahu wa ada'u ma aftarad Allah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, quit. Get it away. Don't go nearby. And whatever Allah so made compulsory, obligatory, mandatory, do it. Two things. Negative, positive. Negative, positive. Positive, whatever Allah Ta'ala made compulsory, do it. And whatever Allah forbidden, stop it. Don't do it. Quit. Abstain from it. Refrain yourself. So these are the two things. If you do this positive and negative, then that's the real taqwa you have adopted by your a'mal. One more thing, my brothers. My time is up. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Whatever we have done during the month of Ramadan, we should not stop there. There's good work, good amal. Amal and ibadat, we should continue. We should populate our masajid with the amal, with the tilawat of the Quran. And continuously we should come